I'm gonna tell y'all something there. When I was about 19 to 18 years old, I was at work. And I worked by this saint. Thank the Lord for saved people. Pastor, I used to work by this sanctified lady. And I never said a bad word. And I sold my finger. I wasn't in the word like I am now, y'all. And I sold my finger. And I said that word, yes. You know that word, yes? That's the only bad word I ever said in my whole 76 years with that word, yes. So let me tell you what the Lord did. I said, Lord, I don't want to, that saint woman told me that word not becoming to a believer. I said, oh, okay. I said, Lord, I don't want to say that word if it's not becoming to a believer. We were living in the old house then, y'all. We were living in the old house. And it had old planks and stuff out. Pastor, I opened the back door, going out the back door, and I got a splinter in my hand. You know what I said? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It just left me. So if you got something that you don't supposed to say, just tell the Lord about it. Just tell him about it, because the word of God is in your heart. The word of God in your heart. Ain't no junk in your heart. It's the word of God in your heart. All right, let's go to the next verse. 1 John 4 and 4. 1 John 4 and 4. All right. It said, you are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that in the world. Do y'all hear that? What is in you? The word of God. Greater is he that in you than in the world. My God, my God. Because greater is he who, Jesus in my heart, that in you than he that in the world. The world ain't got nothing off of you but junk. They talk junk. Let me tell y'all something. I work with a lot of people. They talk junk 10 hours. I'm old, you know, Joshua 1 and 8 said meditate, and you better believe I be meditating. They talk junk for a whole 10 hours. You don't have to talk junk no whole 10 hours. There's someone down there, you need to say a few words to God. All right? And I'm going to go on down, skip down to verse 7, please. I'm skipping. Y'all read the rest of it before I skip it. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that love is born of God and know God. I tell you, if you know the Lord, you got love in your heart. I don't care what kind of person it is. You got compassion in your heart. You got love in your heart because you have Jesus in your heart. Some people just love the people they be with. But no, no. You are the child of God. You got to love everybody. You ain't got to just love me. You got to love everybody. Do y'all understand that? You just don't love certain people. That's what the word said. That's what Jesus said. But man said, if you do anything to me, I'm going to do it back to you. But Jesus didn't say that. You got to love everybody. All right, let's skip down to verse 8. Y'all read between. Verse 8 said, he that love not, know not God, for God is love. All right, if you got a problem with love, you better check yourself. You better check yourself and fast and say, I don't have that kind of love. Don't have the love if you spit on me, I'm going to spit on you. Don't have the kind of love where you look at me funny, I'm going to look at you funny. No, no. You got to have the love of Jesus in your heart where you'll be able to get out here in this world. Y'all understand? All right, we're skipping on. We're skipping to verse 20 and 21. I tell you, them people up there is ready. They're running that machine. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. Oh, my God, the word said we should not lie. Did y'all hear that? If I'm correct, Pastor, I think I read it right. It said a liar will not enter. Say a liar will not enter. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. Oh, my God. Ain't that rough? Jesus just give it to you, woman. You's a liar. For he that love not his brother, he has seen, how can he love God who he hadn't not seen? Oh, my Lord. Only Jesus you going to see in me and y'all out here. And they're going to see how you act. Do you have compassion for people? Because, oh my Jesus. Y'all, that's something to think about. If you love your brother, Miss B, you going to love everybody because you got Jesus in your heart. I'm going to do like Junior again. That Junior stood right here. I tell you, he just blessed my soul. He was just so relaxed. And I when Miss Cora sent me that tape, and I got peace like a river. I look like something just said that night, just come all over me. Don't worry about nothing. Just tell the word. Praise God. All right. Now we're going to go to verse 21. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loved God love his brother. Y'all hear it?